Torres Strait Island councils are demanding an urgent action against what they're calling an escalation in illegal foreign fishers entering Australia's northern waters. The Australian Border Force says it's destroyed two fishing vessels on Friday night that were intercepted in the Torres Strait after its crew arrived at a beach resort bar on Roko Island asking staff for water. Staff say they're concerned just how far south the fishers are now frequently travelling to. Torres Strait Island Regional Council CEO James Williams says there's a real fear and anxiety for the community when vessels appear.
Torres Strait is considered a very fertile ground for harvesting of lucrative, finfish and other seafood products, because it is a well-managed fishery.
Both Torres Strait Island Regional Council and the Torres Strait Shire says undetected travel puts local safety and security at risk. The Maritime Safety Authority says at least 127 Indonesian fishers have been prosecuted in Darwin's local court since July. At least 10 boats have appeared in the region this month. Further north this week, these four vessels were intercepted too. Two boats and all crews were escorted back to Indonesian waters without charge. The other two boats set fire by Australian officials. New South Wales police are investigating a firebomb attack against a home in southwest Sydney overnight. Emergency services were called on Saturday evening, January 31st, after reports of a firebomb attack on a home in Condell Park. In a statement, police say they believe the attack is targeted. There are no reports of any structural damage to the house or injuries to any person. The parents of the shark attack victim, Nico Antic, have remembered their 12-year-old son as a boy who loved life, as more than 100 surfers joined a paddle-out memorial at Bondi Beach on Sunday. Friends and locals gathered around the family to honour Nico, who died from injuries suffered earlier this month while swimming near Vaucluse. A nipper at North Bondi Surf Life Saving Club, Nico was also a keen rugby player. His father, Juan, joined by Nico's mother, Lorena, addressed the crowd on the shores of North Bondi. Victoria Police say the search to locate fugitive Desi Freeman or his remains has been relaunched. Mr. Freeman has been on the run for 160 days since the 26th of August, with a $1 million bounty on his head after allegedly shooting dead two police officers as they served a warrant at his home in the town of Porepunkah. More than 400 police were deployed at the time but failed to uncover any trace of the 56-year-old. Today, Monday, police are beginning a fresh 5-day search of Mount Buffalo National Park, including remote sites in the region located about 300 kilometres northeast of Melbourne. People in the area have been advised to remain vigilant and not approach the fugitive, who is considered armed and dangerous, and instead call 000. A warning, this next article contains references to rape, domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and abuse. A Queensland charity founder has denied allegations of sexual assault and rape after being charged with dozens of offences. Yaz Daniel Matbouli stepped aside from his Gold Coast charity, Serving Our People, on Friday following police raids on its head office. The 50-year-old appeared in Southport Magistrates Court on Saturday, facing 51 charges including 34 counts of sexual assault, 14 of rape, 2 counts of assault causing bodily harm, and 1 of attempted rape. Police allege the offences involved 3 women in their 20s between April and November last year. Matbouli handed himself in after the raids and has been remanded in custody. He says the accusations are untrue and insists such serious charges should be decided by evidence in court, not public speculation. If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Text 0458-737-732 or visit 1800respect.gov.au. In emergency, call 000. Health Minister Mark Butler says the National Disability Insurance Scheme must be reformed, reporting that one in six boys between the age of 5 and 7 are supported by the NDIS. Minister Butler said in some parts of the country, as many as one in four boys of the same age are engaged with the service, which reflects it is not being used as intended.
I think generally there's a recognition that this has frankly got out of control a bit. We've had an advisory group working with me and a very esteemed paediatrician, Frank Oberclade, over the last 6 months to put together the model of Thriving Kids.
The federal government recently revealed its Thriving Kids plan to provide alternative funding and support services for children under 8 who experience mild to moderate developmental differences or delays. Children with significant and permanent disability support needs will continue to be supported through the NDIS. The Victorian government's $15 billion metro tunnel has introduced over 1,200 new weekly services to Victorians. The tunnel was announced in 2015 and opened last November for trial. Besides the increased numbers of existing services, the tunnel will also bring back the Frankston line into the city loop. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen says the tunnel will bring great benefits to Victorians.
And what does this mean? Well, the reason why we invested, the reason why for the best part of a decade, thousands of workers brought their skills and commitment and dedication to build the Metro Tunnel is because of what it means for Victorians. And as of this week, the new timetable will bring on 1,200 new weekly services because the Metro Tunnel creates that space.
And now in sport, over in soccer, Mary Fowler made a jubilant return to the Women's Super League for Manchester City, coming on in the 75th minute of Sunday's 5-1 win over champions Chelsea. The 22-year-old was back after 9.5 months out with an anterior cruciate ligament injury sustained in last season's Women's FA Cup semi-final and was greeted by warm embraces from Vivian Medema and Khadija Shaw as City cruised to victory. And in tennis, fresh off another milestone, Carlos Alcaraz says his motivation is only growing as he targets every major honour the sport has to offer. The 22-year-old became the youngest man to complete a career Grand Slam after defeating Novak Djokovic in the Australian Open final, handing Djokovic his first loss in a Melbourne Park Championship match. Alcaraz says the victory was deeply meaningful and the fulfillment of a lifelong ambition, revealing he had poured everything into chasing the trophy after an emotionally turbulent pre-season. His 2-6, 6-2, 6-3, 7-5 win secured a seventh major title for the world number one, adding to his previous triumphs at the French Open, Wimbledon and US Open. And now for a look at today in the weather. Perth is sunny at 28, Adelaide is sunny at 16, Melbourne is seeing cloud clearing at 16, Hobart is cloudy at 15, Canberra is sunny at 15, Sydney is windy at 18, Brisbane is seeing possible showers at 29, and Darwin is seeing showers, possible storm at 28. And that wraps up the latest in news, sport and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.